Once again, it is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, where you're going to go to find out what's going on in our tri-state region, what's been going on, and what is coming up, and a great chronological calendar of coming events. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Well, Marshall, it's lovely to speak to you, and I just cannot believe it seems like only yesterday we were talking about deep winter, and now we have the summer solstice coming up next weekend, and there are a lot of lovely events. So let's hope the weather keeps beautiful for it, because it will be, as we know, the same length day as every other day, but 24 hours, but it's the longest daylight of the year. So it will be really a great time to get out and about and enjoy the wonderful weather.
We will start off in Washington, Connecticut on June 18th.
Yeah, I must admit, at this time of the year, I'm always looking for a good summer read, something that I can sit by the pool or take to the beach with. And the Gun Memorial Library on Tuesday the 18th is hosting Wendy Walker, who's just published a new book called The Night Before. She is a best-selling author, so some of us will know her already. She's going to be there signing it. It sounds like a great book for the beach, because it's told in dual timelines. It's a suspense page-turner. The dual timelines are, one is the night before the event, and then the other one is the day after the event. So it sounds really great fun. It's a page turn. It's about family loyalty, obsession, and what happens when the desire for love spins out of control. So you can go and see her, find out more about it, and buy a copy of the book on Tuesday, June the 18th, at the Gun Memorial Library, and that starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
On June 19th, let's go to Beckett, Massachusetts, Jacob's Pillow.
Yep, Jacob's Pillow has started its season, and they have a couple of great international dance companies that are starting it off. If you know Jacob's Pillow, their big theater is the Ted Shawn Theater. And in the Ted Shawn Theater, they're having one of the most significant Canadian ballet companies called Ballet BC, Ballet British Columbia. And they're presenting a really diverse program, just a lovely, lovely dance company, easy to watch. The music's usually absolutely great fun. They're having a U.S. premiere as well. It's called Bedroom Folk. It's a dance that was originally created for the Netherlands Dance Theater as well by some very sought-after Israeli collaborators. So that will be the great fun in the Ted Shawn Theater. And then in the smaller Doris Duke Theater, and accompanied by a live musician on the stage, which is always great fun when you have live dance and live music together. They've got a Brisbane, Australian-based company called Circa. And they're not acrobats, but they are acrobatic, amazing acrobatic people who take you and challenge your perceptions about dance and acrobatics and what the body also is capable of doing. They are going to be doing sort of aerial work and trapeze work. So it is unusual and very dance sort of movement oriented. So they're both great things. Now, it starts on Wednesday, June the 19th, up at Jacob's Pillow Dance, and then runs through Sunday, June the 23rd. So you've got plenty of opportunities to go, good excuse to go up there. And you can get all the time and information on the Jacob's Pillow website.
On the 19th, let's go to Dalton, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Dalton, Massachusetts is not a place we go to very often, but the Stationery Factory, have mentioned the Stationery Factory before, it used to be a stationery factory. And of course, it fell into disuse. And it's being repurposed into all sorts of interesting opportunities. And one is, there's a wonderful brewery actually in the bottom of the lower floors. It's called the Shire Brew House. But one of the other things they're doing is they're developing a recording studio on the third floor. And on Wednesday, June the 19th, Johnny Iron, who is going to be the person who's really developing this recording studio, is going to be doing a live concert, which is going to be recorded. He's being joined by Billy Keane and Wes Buckley, and some people will know them. Billy Keane used to be of the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow, and Wes Buckley is also well known. And so this is a chance to watch these performers record a live studio set, as it were, to the tape machine, and they're going to be providing lots of lovely beers as well, so that will be great fun. That's all at the Stationery Factory on Wednesday, June the 19th. It starts at 7:30 in the evening.
Williamstown, Massachusetts, our next stop on the 20th.
Yeah, well, I'm mentioning an exclusive event in the hope that one or two of our listeners might think about becoming a supporter of the Williamstown Theatre Festival, and then they can get the opportunity to go to this exclusive event. So on Thursday the 20th, up in Meze Bistro in Williamstown, and I will say Meze is just a fabulous restaurant, they are having this big donor event for the kickoff of the Williamstown Theatre Festival. It includes cocktails and dinner, but what makes it really special is there are a lot of artists who are going to be in the opening season are going to be joining the party. So it's an opportunity to welcome the artists to Williamstown. It's an opportunity to find out more about the programming that's going to be going on at the theatre festival this year. And so I would suggest that if you're interested, do go along to the Williamstown Theatre Festival website, join up and become a supporter and a friend, and then you get a chance to go to this wonderful dinner at Meze on Thursday evening. It starts at 6:15 in the evening.
Next up, we've got Harmonies on the Hudson in Germantown on the 20th.
Yeah, the Harmonies on the Hudson music series is a really lovely music series, and one of the things that makes it special is it's held at Claremont in Germantown, and it really is a beautiful backdrop to these concerts. And this week they've got the Nellies who are coming. They're an Albany-based rootsy alternative country Americana band. They're going to be performing. Karen Ann is on the acoustic guitar and banjo, and she's joined by Peggy LeCure, who is a mandolin and harmonica player as well. And they're the sort of core singer-songwriters who make up the band. But then they're being joined by a whole lot of other people who are going to be playing with them as well. And it will be a great, fun outdoor music concert. Starts at 6 o'clock at Claremont in Germantown. That's Thursday, June the 20th.
Chatham, New York is our next destination on the 21st at 4 p.m., the Capital Regional Classical with violinist Jennifer Coe.
Yeah, this is PS21 has really come into its own in the last couple of years with the opening of its new theatre, its Black Box Theatre. And they are launching what they're calling the Capital Region Classics. And this is their inaugural concert. It's at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, June the 21st. And it features the classical violinist Jennifer Coe, who's absolutely lovely. She's been called one of our most thoughtful and intense musicians, actually, by the New York Times, of all people. So really worthwhile attending. She's going to be playing a concert of Bach and beyond. And then afterwards, there's going to be a big celebratory dinner with Jennifer at the really picturesque Pachelbel Farm, which is, as I say, close by. So check out the PS21 website. There's a lot going on there, by the way, this year. So there's a lot to look at. But this concert starts on Friday, June the 21st at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
In Great Barrington on the 21st, we have the Boston Early Music Festival.
Yeah, I saw this and I was really intrigued by it. This is this is the Grammy Award-winning Boston Early Music Festival Chamber Opera Series. So it's a big mouthful. But in fact, actually, it's been a very successful chamber opera series. And it started in 2016. And they had a production that was inspired in 2016 by Versailles in Paris, or just outside of Paris. And so they have two chamber operas that they're going to be performing at the Mahéwi over that weekend, the 21st and the 22nd. One is Charpentier's Le Plaisir de Versailles, and then the Lalande's Les Fontaines de Versailles. And they're also accompanying various other little mini operas as well, by the looks of things. But what's happening is that the dramas are all brought to life in these productions because they put on costumes and they have Baroque dancing and there's wonderful staging as well. So do check it out. It's at the Mahéwi. It's, as I say, you have to check out the times because it's on both Friday and Saturday, the 22nd as well. But if you like chamber opera, this is a really a wonderful opportunity to enjoy it in locally.
We will move on from that and go to Winsted, Connecticut. The American Mural Project is all amped up and ready to go.
Yeah, they are. And it's amazing. Apparently, I didn't know this, but this event is in conjunction with the Make Music Day. So this is the summer solstice. And literally, there's going to be free live music concerts and celebrations all around the world on Friday the 21st. And Whiting Mills in Winsted are putting on this American Mural Project, which is a concert. And also, there's going to be a bit of a donor event. I'll come to that in a second. So they are hosting a whole series of local musicians who will be playing everything from original to experimental pop, to jazz. There's also going to be a community sing-along. And it's all in these Whiting Mills, which are being renovated at the moment. And so that it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It goes on till 9 o'clock. But if you are a donor to the American Mural Project, you also get a chance to go into the Whiting Mills as well, 5 o'clock. And you'll be able to hear the music, but you'll also be able to see the mural installation process that's going on there in the Whiting Mills as well. You'll be also able to meet other AMP supporters, have drinks. There's going to be some food. And the lovely thing is you get to enjoy the music as well. So check that out. It's, as I say, Friday, 21st of June. In the Whiting Mills in Winsted, and it all starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We will next move to the Warner Theater in Torrington, Connecticut for Postmodern Jukebox.
Yeah, well, we love the Warner Theater, and the Postmodern Jukebox as well is great. So this is an unusual group, and I'll explain a bit about it, but they are celebrating the 2020s. I mean, it's 2019, we're coming up to the 2020s. And what they've done is they are going to be doing a big tour, global tour this year, and they're going to be stopping at the Warner Theatre on Friday, June the 21st, as part of it. And the Postmodern Jukebox Band is known for reworking current popular modern music into different vintage genres. So particularly, they take them back to the earlier 20th century, and they take the music that we are listening to now, and they make it into swing and into jazz, and it is great, great fun. So it's lovely that they're coming to the Warner Theatre. It's slightly amazing that we're also looking to the 2020s already, but anyway, it's at the Warner Theatre in Torrington, and it's a Friday the 21st, starts at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And this is always a big event coming up. June 22nd in Rhinebeck, New York, it is the Rhinebeck Crafts Festival.
Yes. There's going to be a wonderful opportunity to shop all sorts. There's going to be over 200 of from all over America of the best sort of independent artists and craftspeople. There are going to be all sorts of specialty foods. There's going to be tastings from from local distilleries and wineries. Are going to be craft demonstrations, masses of family activities. As you say, it's going to be, it's two full days. It's Saturday, June the 22nd, and Sunday, June the 23rd, at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds there in Rhinebeck. It'll be a great fun festival.
Washington, Connecticut, a geologist.
Yeah, you know, we talk about a whole lot of sort of music events and dance events and all relaxing things. But this actually looks like a really interesting lecture. And I must say, I was recently on a trip to Nantucket and went to a lecture on some of their geology there. And it's absolutely fascinating. And then I spotted this. The Gunn Memorial Library on Saturday the 22nd is hosting James Lawford Anderson, who is a geologist, and he's going to be giving a talk and a visual presentation, which is so important, which is called New England Geology, Ice Ages, Plate Collisions, Earthquakes, and Climate Change. And it's going to be the whole event is sponsored by the Wiantog Heritage Land Trust. And I think it's really appropriate because it's a really interesting part of the world. Anyway, this is a great opportunity to learn about our region's ice ages, and they were only there relatively recently, all sorts of earthquakes and plate collisions, and of course nowadays the ever-present climate change is going on as well. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, it's at in the Gunn Memorial Library. It's at 11 o'clock on Saturday the 22nd.
From the Gunn Memorial Library, we move on, and why don't we go to, let's see here, the Stair Galleries.
Yes, why not now? So Stair Galleries is always putting on these great sales, and I spotted this one. They're having, so on the 22nd, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, Stair Galleries are going to be featuring this big 17th, 18th, and 19th sale of British, European, and American fine and decorative arts. Which was interesting in its own right and whatever it is. But then I spotted something that made it particularly interesting. There's a big sale from a country home in the Berkshires, which was decorated by Bunny Williams. So I suspect that a lot of the furniture and a lot of the items that's going to be for sale are going to be extra special. There's going to be also all sorts of other porcelain from Europe. There's from Delft. There's going to be artwork from Frederick Remington, amongst other people. So it is a serious sale, but I suspect that there will be some great items on sale there that we might find particularly interesting, particularly if Bunny Williams has been involved in that. So, yeah, I just thought that. So it starts at 11 o'clock in Hudson, obviously at Stair Galleries on Saturday the 22nd.
Also on the 22nd, pretty spread out, Poughkeepsie, Armenia, Millbrook, New York, it is the Dutchess County Open Garden Day.
Yeah, well, we're really into the open garden days at the moment. So, this one is organized by the Garden Conservancy, as always. So you've got private gardens in Armenia. That's Maxine Pietro's garden, Scott Vanderham's in Poughkeepsie, and Zibby and Jim Tozer in Stanfordville. As well as you get an opportunity to visit the Innisfree Garden in Millbrook as well. So there's a whole lot of places. Check out the website for all the details. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, but runs through the rest of the day. And you'll have to go to the Dutchess County Garden Conservancy website for all the details.
On the 22nd, we can head to Kent, Connecticut, James Barron Galleries.
Yeah, we mentioned this in Rural Intelligence a couple of weeks ago, but I thought I'd remind people. So James Barron is an art gallery owner who's just opened a new art gallery in Kent, Connecticut. And on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, he's going to be giving a talk because he recently attended Al Gore's Climate Reality Trainee Program. Which I didn't realize he was doing these sort of programs, but it sounds absolutely fascinating. And James is going to be talking about climate change and he's asking three questions, you know, must we change, can we change, will we change? And the reason I know a lot about this is because we did write a big story about James Barron and his experiences at the trainee program in the Rural We section of Rural Intelligence. So do check it out. It was in last week's, so you have to look up James Barron in the lookup section and it will pop right up. But it sounds really interesting. That starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 22nd there in Kent.
On the 22nd, let's go from Kent to Millerton, New York, for Lyndon B. Miller.
Yeah, this is another garden event, but it's in the movie house. It's in the movie house at Millerton. There's a new film coming up, which is called Beatrix Ferran's American Landscape, and it follows the award-winning public garden designer Lyndon B. Miller as she set off to explore the life and the career of really America's first female landscape architect. Beatrice Ferrand actually was fascinating because she was responsible for some of the most celebrated gardens in the U.S. So she did John D. Rockefeller Jr.'s garden, J.P. Morgan's garden. President Woodrow Wilson had a garden designed by her as well. So absolutely fascinating part of American history. On top of everything else, she was really an early advocate for the value of public gardens and the contribution they make to people's lives as well. So Linda Miller is going to actually be there at the movie house as well on Saturday afternoon. She's going to be she will be leading a sort of audience discussion and a question and answer session. So we've written about it in Rural Intelligence this week. So do check out that section about Beatrix Ferrand and the film in Rural Intelligence. So is it all at the movie house at 4 o'clock in the afternoon next Saturday, the 22nd.
On the 22nd, how about a nighttime cabaret train ride?
Yes, yes. These cabaret train rides have been a real great success, and the Berkshire Scenic Railway does them so well. So Ron Ramsey and Samantha Torora are going to be the singing and playing music. They all sorts of do train theme songs and Broadway hits, as well as sort of classical standard and popular songs, and they also have like a little trivia quiz, and it's all on this round trip train which starts in Adams. What's nice is that if you do go along, you're encouraged to bring a picnic, take some beer, you can take some wine, you can, or cocktails for that matter, enjoy the music and enjoy a really beautiful scenic railway trip. 7 o'clock on Saturday, June the 22nd. As I say, it starts there in Adams. Check it out on the Berkshire Scenic Railway website for all the details.
In Washington, Connecticut, on the 22nd, Havana Lights Summer Solstice Festival.
Well, this is the really big Washington event every year. And as you say, the Havana Lights is the festival's name. All to support the Washington Art Association and Gallery. And it's made famous and started by this Abdo Ballester, the so-called Mojito King. Anyway, they transformed the galleries into the party of the seasons, where there's going to be island music, there are going to be exotic dancers, there's going to be food from over 20 different restaurants. And Abdo himself will be presiding over the festivities. The honorary chairpersons are also interesting this year. Christine Baranski is going to be there, Heather Watts, Damian Wurzel. And we've written about Abdo and the impact he's made on Washington and the Washington Art Association Gallery as well. So check out that story. That was in last week's Rural Intelligence as well. And if you get a chance, do go to this summer solstice festival. It is a really amazing event. It starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday, June the 22nd, down there in the Washington Art Association in Washington.
Clavrick, New York is our next stop, the Clavrick Library.
Well, you know, we've got a couple of fundraisers for libraries this year and this week, and it's really wonderful to support these libraries. And let's start off with the Clavrick Library on Saturday. They are having an event called Celebrate the Light at the library. The whole evening is a whole series of signature cocktails and mocktails. They're all crafted by the Old York Farm Distillery and Cooperage, that's all going to be on the library's lawn. And then you get a chance to wander in and for a tour of the new library after that. And then there will be a big buffet supper, and there's going to be a whole locally sourced desserts from the Lady Finger Bakery as well, actually. So that's starts at 6 o'clock in the evening there at the Clavrick Library. And just whilst we're at it, actually, further there over in Kent, Birchtop Farm is going to be hosting an event for the Kent Memorial Library benefit. They're calling it Top of the World. And Lisa and Bill Hoadley are the big hosts this year. It's a big, and they do this every, I mean, it's a big annual fundraising party. There's going to be music from the Carlsons. There's going to be all sorts of wonderful dinner. There's going to be an open bar, which has all sorts of wines and Proseccos. Big silent auction, which offers all sorts of vacations and fine art, Broadway theater tickets as well. So that's at the Birchtop Farm in Kent. So that one starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday, June the 22nd. And as the for the Claverack Library starts at the Claverack Library itself at 6 o'clock as well, both on Saturday, the 22nd.
And Stockbridge, Massachusetts on the 22nd at 6:30.
Well, I had to mention this. This is a big event in Stockbridge. The Norman Rockwell is having its 50th anniversary gala. I find it amazing that it's been going for 50 years. So it's going to be a big event. It's going to be called A Celebration of the Illustration, which is, I guess, very appropriate for it. They're always wonderful events. They're all sorts of curated cocktails and big sit-down dinner that's created by Brian Alberg, who's really well known in the area for the dinners he puts on. There's music from the Wanda Houston Band. That's all at the Norman Rockwell Museum at 6:30 on Saturday evening as well.
We will move on to Germantown, New York. And this looks like a fun gala.
Well, it's a fun gala because it's at the Chiddingstone Estate, which is a really beautiful estate in Germantown. And it's the Winnakey Gala, Milkweed, and it's called Milkweed and Monarchs. And Winnakey is really honoring Greg Quinn with the Good Land Award. And they're raising, and they're using as a good excuse to have a fundraising gala. So that's going to be wonderful dinner as well, lots of dancing. There's going to be a silent auction. And that's all at the Chiddingstone Estate. It starts at 6 o'clock. On Saturday, June the 22nd.
We will wrap things up in Copake, New York, the Winds in the Wilderness concert for June.
Yeah, this is wonderful. It's all at the Church of St. John's in the Wilderness, and they've had this series of Winds in the Wilderness concerts. And on Sunday the 23rd, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there Sharon Powers will be there, Ron Gorovic, John Myers and Pete Togio, and they're all going to be performing classical and jazz music pieces from a whole series of different musicians and whatever. These concerts are really a lovely celebration and a lovely, good way to end the week one way and another. So that's Sunday, June the 23rd, as I say, at the Church of St. John's in the Wilderness in Copake, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that'll wrap up another busy week in our area. Just some of the things you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely. Look forward to it, Marshall.